We are talking with Megan Butterfield, who is Miss Emory County for this year. And she has an interesting project that I thought our listeners of Castle Country Focus may be interested in and hopefully participate in. Welcome, Megan.
Hi, thank you for having me.
We're glad to do so. Now, tell us about what your project is.
So I've started to do a shoe drive throughout the county, and the whole goal is to collect 1,000 pairs of shoes from within Emory County citizens. And the shoes will go and bless lives of hundreds of people in Burkina Faso, Africa, which is by the southwest Ivory Coast. And the shoe drive is going until the end of March. My goal is to reach 1,000 pairs, and we've almost met halfway to our goal. And I would like to thank everyone who has already donated. And pretty much any shoes that are wearable, any style, any size ranges from kids to adults are acceptable. And if you have any shoes that you are no longer using, shoes that are too small, out of style, sitting in your closet and not being used, please donate to this amazing cause, because it's going to an amazing opportunity for these people that can't have shoes or afford shoes, you know, and anything's better than walking around in bare feet. And I have drop-off spots at all the schools and the libraries, and they're located in all the towns of the county.
And you've gathered up 500 pair already?
Yeah, 500. The community has really come together on this.
Well, that's great. Now, back to, they can use any kind of shoes?
Yeah, so far I've seen anywhere from baseball cleats to cowboy boots to ballerina shoes. You know, it's really awesome.
My heavens. Okay, and these are accumulated through the state? This is in conjunction with other efforts like this?
Yeah, so every Miss Utah contestant, which there is 53 of us, we've been asked to do a shoe drive and collect at least 1,000 pairs of shoes. And some of the people from up north, because since they are in such a large area, they can gather up to 15,000 pairs of shoes, which is amazing. And for as small as we are, we usually come around close to 2,000 every year, and which is still amazing for how small we are. And every little shoe that we come together as 53 contestants really makes a great impact.
Now, you can kid shoes, adult shoes, cowboy boots, you say?
Yeah, so it really doesn't matter which kind of shoe. Anything is acceptable as long as it's wearable.
Now, my wife has some old tennis shoes with holes in them, frankly. You know, her toe sticks right out of them. You don't want that kind. You want something that's serviceable, right?
Right. Would you like to walk around with holes in your shoes around town?
Well, my wife does sometimes. What can I say? I don't know.
Probably not. But, you know, these people are grateful for anything. So as long as they're wearable, it's acceptable.
Well, that's very good. The name of your project is, once again, what?
It's just a shoe drive. And you might see my logo. My platform is Have Courage and Be Kind, Miss Emory County. So you might see that around next to it. So, yeah, look out for that.
And you can drop them off at the libraries in each town?
Yep, they're at the libraries and at all the schools. So elementaries, junior highs, they're located in Emory High School. There's actually a shoebox in Green River, at Green River Auto. So they're just about everywhere.
Wow. Well, that's great. Well, before we go, tell us a little bit about yourself and about these beauty pageants. How come we should support them? Talk to me about that.
All right. So coming from me, I never grew up in a beauty pageant. I never attended one when I was little. And actually, I had some community members in Orangeville where I grew up who wanted me to try out. And they asked me for a couple years, you know, Megan, just try out. Give it a try. And I would tell them no every year. You know, I'm not going to go wear a swimsuit on that stage. And I'm not going to go up there and act like I know what I'm talking about. But so finally, I gave it a chance. And I've learned and grown so much because of this pageant. And it's not all about the beauty and all about the recognition. It's about choosing something that you think is important that the community needs to learn about. So for me, I chose Have Courage and Be Kind. And basically what I am is I'm trying to promote kindness throughout our county because I think it's an issue in our world today. We are so selfish and so worried about ourselves today that we forget to do little random acts of kindness, like helping someone put their groceries in the grocery cart or, you know, giving someone a compliment. It's all about those easy little things, and I really want to remind people that to do that every day.
Now, where are you? What are you doing now? You're over at school?
Yep. I am attending USU Eastern, and I'm working at Pro Rehab in Carbon County, actually, and I'm living in here in Price. So, you know, just kind of, I'm still doing everyday stuff while I try and promote my platform.
Now, when is the Miss Utah pageant? When do you go do that?
So that's coming up in June, and it actually lasts a whole week. It'll be June 12th through the 17th, and then you'll have a new Miss Utah.
And do you aspire to be Miss Utah?
You know what? I think that would be great. You know, there's 53 beautiful, gorgeous, smart, talented girls, and any one of us deserves that. You know, we all work hard, and, you know, it's such a great opportunity that any one of us could do so well.
Let me tell you, from a parent's point of view, you've got two very proud parents. We wish you the best of everything. And again, everybody, look at your shoes, look in your closet, out in the garage or whatever, and think of somebody else. If you're not realistically using them, take them to the grade school or the library and drop them off and help this worthy project. Thank you, Megan, for visiting with us for just a little bit on Castle Country Focus.